First it goes into a big cooling system. Then, and we saw them loading the tank truck, and then it goes from there to the places in New
Zealand. Florida.
And homogenized. It's
recording.
Testing, testing. And you have to get it so that that only half of this testing, only half of it flashes, yeah.
Is this possible to stop it?
I think we need to keep it on focus. Because we'll just forget about it for a while like this.
Is it working?
It's working.
People, just go on. Now, if you have more to say than that, I mean, it's amazing what a machine in a room does.
I know.
It's awful, and I'd rather not have it. I would love to get notice of Fever, if possible, in conjunction with this, because I have a feeling that this will not be so if you can take notes, maybe verbatim of what comes out too.
I don't want to watch that.
All right, Freddie.
We saw the cows being milked.
Tell us tell us something about it. We don't want, this isn't the time when we have to worry about just saying these little short sentences for our newspaper.
We
story.
Saw, little job. I think I know. Because they could go out and run.
run. I think a bull could run even if he has horns on, or a cow. Why did, remember how John told us, he told us why they take those horns off when they're little calves. Who remembers? This is the time we want everyone thinking and remembering. Everyone thinking and remembering. Okay? I'm guessing, but why? You remember why John said he took the horns off? Do you remember, Lester Kenneth? Barbara? Oh, Judy has her hand up. Nice and loud, Judy.
Doesn't hurt as much
when they're little. But why do they have to have horns off in the first place? Why can't all cows have horns? Renata? I can't hear you. I can't hear you there.
They have to get babies.
Well, what do the horns have to do with the babies?
They aren't even big yet.
What do the horns have to do with having the baby calves? What happened? Don't you remember what John explained to us? Leslie?
Mother cow. Girl cows aren't supposed to have horns, only bulls.
Why?
Did you ever see a lady cow with horns? I never did.
But
I saw bulls with horns.
That was put very nicely. Did you ever see a lady cow with horns?
No. No, but they would be, but they would have horns if they didn't take the horns off.
Why?
Because they took the horns off, and if they didn't take the horns off, would just.
I'm going to stand over on this side, Jamie, because I think then maybe your voices would go into this a little bit better. It's hard to hear the voices. Can anyone remember why they really took the horns off? Why Leslie doesn't see a cow with horns? Because all cows are born, when they're born, they all are going to grow horns. Mary Kay, would you sit by yourself in a chair, all by yourself? Just pull the chair over here and sit by yourself in the middle. There. Who remembers why? Want me to tell you why? I think you were maybe retired at that point. No one remembers it? Well, remember what we saw, the great big horns on the bull? Remember those strong ones, and John said they were so strong that they could do what?
If you fell in there, they could crush you if you hold their horns.
Leslie can?
They could break off.
No, the horns can't break off. No, Jennifer?
And if you put your hand on the horn, then they'll break your arm.
They could. The horns are so strong that if you got your hand, you do what?
They took your hand off.
They could rip it off, yes. Now what would happen if mother cows, when they were pregnant and had calves inside of them, if they were out in the pastures with these horns, what might happen? Maybe this would make you remember. Ellen?
Someone might get hurt.
The cows might hurt each other when they were...
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
They might hit each other. When they were frolicking around, they might hit each other on the sides.
And hurt each other. And that's why they... That's why they take the horns off. Good, Ellen. I'm glad you remembered that. And that's why the cows don't have horns. Who has something else very exciting that they remember about the trip? Remember when we first got there and we went into the Robbie?
Lincoln Tunnel.
No, after we got to the barn. Yes, we went by way of Lincoln Tunnel. But after we got there to the Ideal Dairy Farm, we went in. What did we see the very first thing we saw when we went in? Robbie?
Cows.
But tell us about them. Jennifer?
The first man was milking the cows with his hands.
Yes. Anyone else? Ellen?
So there was a special barn for all the champion cows.
Tell us about that special barn for all the champion cows, Ellen.
Cows all got medals. I remember we saw that big metal board, and he said there were just a few medals on there. You must sure have
remember all those medals? Those blue medals and
red ribbons.
Why did they get all those medals? Who remembers why? Someone, Johnny, remember why the girls had all those medals? Susie?
Because if they do the best, they'll get the warm milk.
They give the best milk.
And the most.
Very good. Who else remembers something about that first barn we went in? Kurt? How come they're champions, and how come they give such rich milk, Kurt? I like to have all of you people thinking. Evelyn, I haven't had seen your hand up once. This is why we go on trips, so we all can learn together. And I like everyone. Jamie, I haven't seen your hand up, and Jock.
My hand was up before.
Remember when we went in that first barn where the champs were? And remember John showed us there were three big what? Side by side. Who remembers? Robbie. No, not a cow. Begins with a S. Does that have something to do with why these cows produce such rich milk? You put your hands in and it felt warm. You put your hand in and you scuffed it up. Who remembers what it was? Jock?
Because it just came out of the cows.
What just came out of the cows?
The milk.
Yeah, well, the milk was warm because it came out of the cows.
Exactly.
Right. But why are those cows such champion cows and give so much milk? I'm giving you a good hint. Those three big boxes full of things you people put your hands in and spelled out. Judy.
Oh, I forgot what it was.
What do they do with that stuff in those big boxes?
They feed the cows.
Of course, it's food.
Oh.
It's special food that those cows get. Tell Mrs. Jorgensen about what... What was in that first one? Who remembers the first one? That was the one that really felt very warm because from Johnny.
Corn.
Corn and what else? Come on, just talk out. I really like to get everyone's ideas on this. Nancy.
Leaves.
What kind of leaves?
Corn.
Johnny, tell us some more about that corn. Corn and what else? We saw the grains. What else was in there? Nancy, Morris, you remember? Jamie? How many of you people put your hands in and felt of it? Well, what else was in there besides corn? Freddie?
I don't know.
Ellen?
The cob.
Cobs were ground up. What else was in there, Renata?
The corn leaves.
What?
Leaves.
No, no wheat in that first one. It was just the corn. Corn leaves, I heard
corn,
something.
It was all... the whole corn piece was all ground up. The leaves, the cob, and the little pieces of it. All ground up together.
And what was happening in there? Remember how warm it felt to our hands when we put our hands in and felt of all this food? Who remembers? That was pretty hard. I think maybe just the teachers remembered. You know what was happening? There was sort of a funny smell to it. Remember the funny smell to that first box of food? Well, that was what they call fermenting. And that was what was causing the heat. This was very hard for us to understand, but it was very interesting. Who remembers what was in the next box of very special food? Who remembers what was the food made up of? I'd really like to see some other hands besides Alan's. Jack, what was in there?
I think I remember.
Well, tell us. Don't say you think. Just tell us what it was.
My mind goes stupid.
Turn it off. Remember that third box of food that they like for sweets, made from what kind of a plant? Anyone remember? Johnny.
Beets.
Beet sugar. These cows really have the best of food, don't they? Beet sugar. Who remembers what was in the second, the middle box? Judy? Louder, Judy, so we all can hear.
I think the dessert.
No?
That was in the last.
Judy, remember what Judy's right. Who remembers what John said when he brought the, after the bulls did tricks for us, and he said they would say, really like what their dessert is, that grain. Tell us, what was that dessert made up of, Judy? Cows don't eat meat. Cows are not a meat-eating animal.
Some kind of cows give meat.
They give meat, but they don't eat meat. They don't eat any meat at all. They give meat. Ellen?
Mixed wheat and grains.
Grains? He said there were five is 10, and two more make
12.
Well, there were 12 different kinds of grains, all mixed up together in that one that they call dessert. All right, now, what do they keep all that food in? What do they call those things? Remember how many we saw? What do you call those things they keep the food in that are tall?
Saddles.
No. Amaya? Nancy Lynn? Emile, I haven't seen you yet. What do you call those things? We counted them on the way back. Leslie.
Barns.
Yeah, they keep them in barns, but what kind of special little barn, Mary Kay? Barbara. Nancy. What kind of special barn that we saw that they kept food in?
I remember, but I can't think of the name.
Who remembers the name of those things? We counted so many. I'd like to see hands besides Freddie's and Ellen's. Ellen's has remembered more than anyone else on this about this trip. At least she's been able to tell us more of what she remembered. Freddie?
Silo.
Is that what you were thinking of, Julia? A silo. That's a nice
piece of
word. That's right it here on the board.
It's a long word.
No, it's a short word. Silo. Silo.
I knew it started
with S-I-L.
You know what I think might help us remember? Why do you think the cow, what did the cows have to buy on in the barn? Nancy? Lynn? Did those cows lie on bare barn floor?
No, what did they have
there on the floor?
Sawdust.
Did the cows have sawdust?
No.
What'd they have, Renata?
Straw.
Why? That's exactly. Why do the cows need straw? They don't need straw.
They eat hay.
They eat hay? What do you call that stuff they eat besides the hay and the alfalfa? It looks like straw, but it isn't. Hay. What do we call that? I'm going to write the word
right up
here. I'm going to write it. It's written for the F.
Yes.
Alan, what is that word?
Fodder.
Fodder. You're very close to the fodder. They call it all that put together called fodder. That's what they eat, but why do they have straw on the floor? You'd rather sleep on a sidewalk
No.
Think you like
tea? No.
No, I'm serious. Jamie, would you like to have to sleep out on the cold cement?
No.
If you had to sleep out on the cold cement, what would you like to put under you if you had to sleep? Yeah, because what would the straw do, Jamie? It would be a lot softer,
it's
wouldn't
warm,
it? And it would be
for winter. Warm.
And cardboard.
Yeah, what if the whole bunch of snow falls on
car?
Well, no, honey, we're talking now about the barn job. 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 Could the snow fall on the straw inside of the barn?
No.
Why, Job?
Because it's inside.
It's inside. What does the barn have that wouldn't let the snow
fall? A
roof. Of course. I thought you were just when I asked you about the design bar. I thought it looked like you remembered about the straw on the barn floor. I used to turn it over on Leslie, tell us about
a
it.
Cow.
What does a cow have? What does a cow have that a bull doesn't have? What does a cow have that a bull doesn't have, Barbara? Robbie?
An udder.
An udder. What's an udder? What's an udder? Somebody hasn't had a turn to explain what an udder is. Nancy, what's an udder? An udder? Well, tell us about it. Tell us about that udder. Lisa, tell us about the udder. Now what's in that udder?
Milk.
It's like a big bag, isn't it? It's full of milk. And how many?
Four.
What?
Teats.
Four teats. That's where the milk comes out. Don't you remember John showed us? What is? Remember how he showed us on the baby cat? On what was it the baby cat drank from? The little new baby cat. Tell us about that. Tell us about that. Susie, what's that baby cat drink from?
They had a little nipple on the tail.
How many holes were in that nipple?
One.
Do you remember how John told us that he said that when you were babies and if you had a bottle, how many holes were there in your nipple? Freddie?
One or four.
No. Usually there were three holes, but the baby calf only had one big hole.
But if we needed to move another one, then...
That's exactly what he said.
They pinned it.
No! How could you, if you didn't know, Nancy Lynn, that a cow had an udder, what would you know, how could you tell if it was a bull or a cow? Kurt? Has horns. Yeah. What else does a bull have that a cow doesn't have?
Horns.
Besides the horn.
An udder.
Which has the udder?
Cow.
Cow has the udder. What does a bull have? Remember we saw those beautiful big bulls? You could tell they were the bulls. Susie?
Horn.
Besides the horn.
Oh.
Robbie?
That ring in their nose.
Her?
Intestines.
Yeah? Don't you remember those great big, that bull had that big testicle? They were really beautiful bulls, just beautiful. They had the testicles and then they had, we could tell they were male cows because they had testicles
and
they had
cows.
The penis. And they didn't have the udder. The female or the cow had the udder. Right? This is very, very nice wool. What are these spots on him, Leslie? Now let's think back to what kind of cows were they, Mary Kay? Were they Holstein?
No, those are black and white.
If the Holsteins are black and white, what kind were they, Nancy?
Brown and white. Do you remember the names of those brown and white ones?
Guernseys.
Guernseys, right. They were the Guernseys. And they were brown or kind of tannish and white. So when we make pictures of our cows,